I think it's come about from a variety of reasons, and I think number one is that it's thought that the APCW has really lacked teeth. And of course, some of the key protagonists, like the Russians and the Syrians, have vetoed any investigation that the APCW have done, and that process has been allowed to happen. One must remember that the APCW are the UN's body that investigates the Chemical Weapons Convention or other contraventions to that convention. So I think it is a natural step forward. It's not completely without difficulty, but they do investigate these things in great detail. And I think where they can attribute blame, then that will strengthen the Chemical Weapons Convention, because really what has happened since Obama's red line was broken in August 2013, chemical weapons have proliferated around the world, and we must renew that red line and renew the 100-year taboo on the use of chemical weapons with all means that we have available.
The OPCW says that it's been pretty successful up until now in doing its job in upholding the Chemical Weapons Convention to end the use of all toxic arms. It says that it's overseen the elimination of more than 96% of the world's chemical weapons stockpiles. So what are the dangers now of the increasing politicization of the organization? And what would be the potential impacts of countries such as Russia pulling out?
Well, I think the OPCW have been very successful hitherto. However, they have been policing and preventing the use of chemical weapons by state actors. Now, more recently, we've seen non-state actors and terrorists and rogue states who've been using chemical weapons, and the OPCW has not been able to investigate those incidents as well as we'd like, and also in particular in Syria. Syria only signed the Chemical Weapons Convention in September 2013, and Syria had what would appear to be its chemical weapons stockpile removed by the OPCW, but we now know that that was not entirely the case. So the OPCW has been very successful, but there are gaps in it. And the politicization, as you're suggesting, I think this is a natural move forward, because hitherto what has happened is OPCW reports have been then discussed in the Security Council of the UN, and those people who don't like them have vetoed them, which means that a lot of the investigations done in Syria have been vetoed by Russians and others. And of course, the Russians are being investigated for the deadly nerve agent attack in the United Kingdom this April. So, you know, it is very important, I think, that the OPCW is given all the powers that they need to investigate these properly. And where they have the evidence, they should then attribute blame, because that can then not be vetoed and brushed under the table as it has done in the past.